بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continue with this kitab with regard to correction of our aqaid and our beliefs. We continue with one very important belief, that is Hayatul Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam, that all the Anbiya alayhimus salam are alive in the Qabr. With regard to this, the first belief is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as well as the other Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam, are alive in the graves. Their life is in the barzakh, bodily and hissi, that is their experience. Their physical blessed bodies have been protected from decomposition. This belief is known as Hayatul Anbiya. Whenever someone stands at the grave and sends salams, that is greetings to them, they hear and they reply. In their graves they are engaged in different forms of ibadat, of worship and task. These acts of worship are for the enjoyment and not as a duty. The second belief, it is the view of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah that the portion of land touching the blessed body of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is more virtuous than every other place, including the Kaaba Sharif, the Arsh of Allah Ta'ala, the Kursi, etc. To visit the Mubarak grave of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not only mustahab, but amongst the greatest forms of worship, and a means of attaining great reward. When a person intending to journey to Madinah Munawwara, one should make this niyat that he is visiting Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as there is more respect for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this. In Madinah Munawwara, when one is visiting Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he should face the blessed grave, the blessed Mubarak tomb of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and greet Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the words of salam. He may also make dua to Allah Ta'ala through the wasila, that is the intermediary of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and ask Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to intercede for him. This is a mustahab act, a preferred act. Another important belief is with regard to tawassul. Tawassul, the shari'i meaning of tawassul is to make dua to Allah Ta'ala, using those words, actions or personalities which are accepted and beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as an intermediary, that is a means of getting one's du'as accepted by stating, O Allah, by the blessings of these, accept our du'as. There are three wasilas, channels by means of which it is desirable to supplicate. The first one is the Asma'ul Husna, the beautiful names of Allah. We recite these names and through the barakat of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where we make dua, whilst making dua to draw His mercy. Example, O Most Merciful, that is using the names of Allah, we beg Allah Ta'ala's mercy in our duas. The second way to gain wasila, that is to gain a means to get our du'as accepted, is good actions. To mention some righteous actions which one has carried out with the aim of drawing acceptance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for one's du'as. Example, O Allah, through the blessings of the salah, of the tilawat, of the fast, etc., accept this du'a of mine. And the third way is the special servants of Allah. Tawassul by means of the creation is of three types. The first type is to supplicate to someone and seek his help and assistance, as was the practice of the polytheists. Thus he is prohibited by ijma. That is, to ask somebody to directly help you to accept your du'as, that is shirk, it is not permissible. The second way is requesting the pious to make du'a on one's behalf. Since this is not proven for the dead, this form is restricted to the living, except for the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam. One can ask Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at his blessed grave to supplicate on behalf of him. One should not stand at the grave of others and ask them to make dua for one. The third way of gaining the wasila from the servants of Allah, to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the blessings of an accepted servant. This means to make dua to Allah Ta'ala by the wasila, the means of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam, or the awliya and pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Example, a person says, O Allah, fulfill this work of mine by the wasila, that is the means of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by the tufail of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, or by the barakat blessings of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, or by the hurmat of Shaykh Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi, etc. This action is permissible and in fact meritorious and better, since it is a means for the acceptance of du'as. This is referred to as tawassul bizat, that is, what a person's being. Allah give us all. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadi lazeen as-safa. Alhamdulillah, last night the 11th para was recited in Tarawih Salat. We continue from where we left off in the middle of the 10th para. Few important aspects Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, that keep your belief firm in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and don't be like the Jews and Christians who said, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, wa qalatil yahudu uzairun ibnullah, wa qalatin nasara al-masih ibnullah, dhalika qawlum bi afwahim. That these people, without realizing and out knowing what is the correct beliefs, they said Uzair alayhi salam is the son of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Nasara, they said Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is the son of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should understand and realize, we should respect the men of Allah, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, according to their position, to the highest degree, but keep them on their position. Like our ulama-i Deoband, the ulama of the Ahl-e Sunnah wal Jama'ah have taught us that the greatest personality is Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how to appreciate the rank of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ba'da khuda buzurg tuhi qissa mukhtasar. That after Allah ta'ala, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are the greatest personality, but we don't ever put Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the pedestal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is Allah, so don't associate any partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also don't go a step even further. اتخذوا أحبارهم ورهبانهم أربابا من دون الله والمسيح ابن مريم. That is the men of Allah, the pious servants, the learned ulama. They guide you towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now don't start worshipping them. They are a means to take you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't be like the Jews and Christians. They made their monks, they made their rabbis, they started making them their gods. They made Isa alayhi salatu wasalam their God also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا إِلَهُ وَاحِدًا لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُ سُبْحَانَهُ أَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ. We have commanded you to worship only one Allah. Tawheed should be firm in your heart. Yes, Allah has made the means of the pious to make us recognize Allah. But don't now get caught up in make the pious your God. There is nobody for us besides Allah. Allah is totally pure from associating any partners with Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these people, the enemies of Allah, the Jews and Christians particularly, يُرِيدُونَ أَيُّفِيُّ نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِينَ. They want to put off the light of Allah, that is the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They want to water it down, but thus they can only do what their mouth, that is their propaganda, etc. So don't get overtaken with their propaganda, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's decree is وَالَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولَهُ بِالْهُدَى وَدِينِ الْحَقِّ. Allah ta'ala has sent Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the true, complete and perfect deen, لِيُزْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّ, so that it is manifest and dominant over all the other previous religions. In other words, Christianity, Judaism, all that has been abrogated by the coming of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we should follow Islam, and Allah will make Islam dominant in the world. So don't worry of the propaganda of the people. And then further Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a special message, particularly to the ulama, that يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْأَحْبَارِ وَالرُّهْبَانِ لَيَأْكُلُونَ أَمْوَالَ النَّاسِ بِالْبَاطِلِ. That don't become like the rabbis and the monks, that instead of guiding people towards the righteous deen, that is, they used to give people the masail according to their desire, so that they can take money and fill their pockets, and they can become rich. In other words, don't make your deen the objective of gaining closeness to people and looking at their pockets. Guide them towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because such people also, and you also, وَالَّذِينَ يَكْنِذُونَ الزَّهَبُ وَالْفِدَّةِ, this love of wealth will come in your heart, and then you'll start hoarding it. Your gold and silver coins, you'll keep it in your treasures, and you won't even want to give your zakat. يَوْمَ يُحْمَى عَلَيْهَا فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمْ. Allah warns when you don't work out your zakat properly, and especially like woman folk, etc. Got jewelry. We don't give zakat on that. Allah says all this jewelry, this gold and silver coins, will be thrown into the fire of Jahannam, melted, and then it will be branded on your foreheads, etc. And it will be said, this is your treasure. This is what you kept behind and you hoarded. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further reminds us another important aspect with regard to our deen. Inna iddata shuhuri inna Allah isna'ashara shahran fi kitabillah. That is the month of the year, just has been stipulated by Allah. Allah made 12 months of the year, so we should appreciate. This is a very great ni'mat of Allah, how to calculate our days, our months, etc. And Allah Ta'ala teaches us, it is farz kifaya that a Muslim, that the Muslim Ummah should know the Islamic calendar. This is extremely important, and we're becoming weak with regard to this. Allah says, ذَلِكَ دِينُ الْقَيِّمُ. This is the firm deen, so that you know which months are auspicious, etc. And accordingly you follow your deen. Then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, that when your deen becomes firm, and the call comes out, that you have to go out and give your life, then what is it? يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَا لَكُمْ إِذَا قِيلَ لَكُمُ انْفِرُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ اثَّاقَلْتُمْ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ. When you call to give your life for the pleasure of Allah, that is going jihad, then you become stuck to the earth, because you got engrossed in this worldly life, and you were more worried about amassing your treasures. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَرَضِيتُمْ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا مِنَ الْآخِرَةِ. Are you giving preference to this worldly life to the year after? Just remember, فَمَا مَتَعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ. All the wealth of this world is just a little pittance compared to the real enjoyments of the year after, and the value of the year after. إِلَّا تَنْفِرُ يُعَذِّبْكُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا. If you don't want to go out, Allah Ta'ala will send down a severe punishment. Look at the man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The greatest personality, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala islam, also had to go through difficulties, had to leave his own hometown and make hijrat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains that crucial moment when the whole of Arabia was after the blood of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his great friend Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, Allah ta'ala says, take a lesson of the sacrifices of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إِلَّا تَنْصُرُوا فَقَدْ نَصَرَهُ اللَّهِ سَخْرَجَهُ الَّذِينَ كَفْرُوا ثَانِيَ اثْنَيْنِ إِذْ هُمَا فِي الْغَارِ إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ لَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq had to make hijrat and leave their homes despite the enemy surrounded the house of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Ta'ala's protection was with them. They went into a cave. The enemy came right at the mouth of the cave. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq now saw the hoofs of the horses, and he said, oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if they just have to look down, they will see us here. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam consoled him and said, La tahzan inna Allah ma'ana. You don't worry. This is the command of Allah. Allah's help is with us. Allah Ta'ala will protect us. And how Allah Ta'ala protected Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu with a spider. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can protect you. And Allah Ta'ala says, what is the object and purpose of going out in the path of Allah? Not to gain any booty, not to gain any land, but وَأَيَّدَوْ بِجُنُودِ لَمْ تَرَوْهَا وَجَعَلَ كَلِمَةَ الَّذِينَ كَفْرُوا السُّفْلَى وَكَلِمَةُ اللَّهِ الْأُولْيَا. To make the word of Allah and the deen of Allah prevail over all other deens. And Allah Ta'ala is most powerful, most wise. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encourages us that don't be despondent to God in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that don't be like this non-Muslims when they used to see in the sifka sunatun tasuhum, any good comes to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam particularly and the believers, then they used to dislike it. And whenever any difficulty comes to them, then they used to feel happy that difficulty came to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam aliyazu billah and the Muslims. Allah ta'ala says, don't worry, kulla yusibana illa ma katabana illa ma katab Allah lana. Outwardly, whatever difficulty comes to you, it's not actually harm, it is a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah huwa maulana. Allah has created us, Allah is our guardian, and Allah only sends good to us. So put your trust in Allah ta'ala. Don't become worried and despondent. And remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that فَلَا تُجِبْكَ مْوَالُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُمْ. Don't get overtaken with the wealth of the kuffar. You see their wealth, their splendor that they got outwardly, their cars, their businesses, their children, etc. Thus Allah Ta'ala has given them as a test to test them. If they don't take heed, then Allah Ta'ala will make this as a punishment. لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. They'll get so engrossed and unmindful of Allah, and this will be a terrible punishment for them. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala further explained that the terrible qualities of the munafiqeen. Be alert and be careful. Then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says that fulfill the rights of your wealth. Allah has given you this wealth, so when Allah has given you extra, then spend it in a path of Allah. The most important is giving your zakat. Then Allah has even showed that who you should give your zakat to. The 8 recipients, إِنَّمَا الصَّدَقَاتُ لِلْفُقَرَاءِ وَالْمَسَاكِينِ وَالْعَامِلِينَ. We should inquire from the ulama-i kiram. And actually we should be going out to look for the poor and give our zakat. As our Shaykh explained so beautifully, نِعْمَ الْأَمِيرَ عَلَىٰ بَابِ الْفَقِيرِ. Very good is that the rich man who's at the door of a poor man, and see how they love and be appreciative. So ask the ulama-i kiram, who are the recipients of zakat, and work out our zakat according to the time when we have to work it out. It doesn't mean only in Ramadan Sharif. Whenever you got your wealth and Allah Ta'ala gave you for 1 year, you had extra. Whichever Islamic month it is, you have to work out your zakat. And Allah Ta'ala further says, don't be like the hypocrites. They cause great taklif to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the pious servants. So you also don't cause taklif to the pious servants and pass remarks with regard to them. Then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala reminds us over and over with regard to the terrible traits of the munafiqeen, that they are such people that they cause harm to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they say all terrible words, and they get worried that Allah Ta'ala will reveal something with regard to them. And when revelation comes down and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is informed about them, that kulista zi'u, these people are making a mockery. When they are asked, وَإِنْسَلْتُمْ لِيَكُولُنَّ إِنَّمَا كُنَّا نَخُوذُ وَنَلْعَبُ. Why did you all say such things about Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the deen of Allah? They say we were just making a joke. And sadly today in the ummah also, we want to make jokes of our deen. We want to make jokes of aspects of our deen. Our Shaykh says so beautifully, there's lot of other things to make jokes about. Never ever make jokes about any matters of our deen. This is a sign of hypocrisy. Allah Ta'ala save me and all of us. And this trait is a very, very terrible trait, which creeps in the heart very subtly, especially today with our cell phone ringing, all musical tones. How hypocrisy creeps in the heart, we don't even realize. And we should see Allah Ta'ala has given details with regard to the signs of this. Allah says, Al-Munafiqun Al-Munafiqatu Ba'du Min Ba'd. That the hypocrites, whether it's male or female, they are part of one another. And what is the sign of that? يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمُنْكَرِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَقْبِضُونَ أَيْدِيَهُمْ. That they will encourage one another towards evil and towards the doing haram, and they will prohibit one another from doing good, and they will restrain their hands from standing in the path of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala says, check your condition. That if you are encouraging one another, you got such friends as taking you towards haram, that is not a true friend. He's a hypocrite. See who you make your friend. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, don't you see the nations of the past, how Allah Ta'ala destroyed them? Allah Ta'ala says, become a firm believer on Iman. And what is the sign of a firm believer? وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتُ بَعْضُمْ أَوْلِيَا وَبَعْضُ. That the true believers, they are friends of one another. They encourage one another to do good. They prohibit one another from evil. This is a very, very important aspect of deen which you become negligent. That to stop people from evil, even in our own homes. We see our children doing wrong and we have become so coward that we can't even tell them. This is not a sign of true Iman. Iman, we should be concerned of ourselves, our family, everybody. As Allah Ta'ala says, Qu anfusakum alaykum nara. Save yourselves, your families, everybody from the fire of Jahannam. And one easy way for this is yuqimu salah. Establish your namaz, learn salah, and establish and be punctual. Give your zakah and obey the commands of Allah. Allah's special mercy will come upon such people. Allah Ta'ala says, for such believers, Allah has promised, وَعَدَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ jannat. Beautiful gardens in the year after, beneath which rivers are flowing, and in there you will stay forever and ever. And beautiful dwellings, Allah Ta'ala says, in the high, high places of Jannat. And the greatest thing you will achieve, وَرِضْوَانُ مِنَ اللَّهِ Akbar. When the people of Jannat has got all the entertainments and enjoyments, Allah Ta'ala will ask them, O people of Jannat, are you happy with what you got? They said, oh Allah, why can't we be happy? Allah says, can I give you something more? He says, "Oh Allah, what more can you give us?" At that time Allah will announce His happiness. The people of Jannah will go in ecstasy, and this will be the greatest bounty that Allah will say, "From today I am happy, I will never ever be unhappy with you." So this is what we should be working for in this world, and desirous that we get the ridwan, the happiness of Allah. This is the greatest success, and for this we have to jahidil kuffar wal munafiqeen. We have to strive against the lifestyle of the kuffar and the hypocrites, and strive against them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't become like this hypocrite, that they don't go out in the path of Allah ta'ala themselves. They make excuses, and Allahu Akbar, they still expect that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should seek forgiveness for them. Allah ta'ala says, istaghfir lahum aw la tastaghfir lahum. Whether you seek forgiveness for them or not, their hearts have become so hard and blackened that Allah will never accept forgiveness on their behalf from anybody. So even if you seek as much as forgiveness for them, it will not be accepted. So Allah Ta'ala save us from this terrible trait. And one other sign of that is that when people are going out in the path of Allah, striving, going to majalis, etc., they stay behind and they feel happy and they don't even want to go, and they discourage others also, and they tell, like particularly going in jihad, they tell others, لا تنفروا في الحرب. Don't go out in jihad, it's hot month, it is very hard. Allah Ta'ala says, قُلْ نَارُ جَهَنَّمَ أَشْتَدُّ حَرَّا. Tell them, what is this little sacrifice? If they only know the severity of the fire of Jahannam, then they won't stay behind. And then they will realize that instead of playing around in their tomfoolery and their sports and entertainment and stopping people from doing good, فَلْيَذْحَفُوا قَلِيلًا وَلْيَبْقُوا كَثِيرًا, they won't laugh anymore, they'll start crying abundantly. We should see our condition in the month of Ramadan. We still got time for entertainment and sports. If we only know the severity of the fire of Jahannam, then we won't have time to laugh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further explains that their wealth and all their progeny, etc., this is a form of punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The true friends of Allah are those that what are the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they follow the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they go out in the path of Allah and they spend in the path of Allah. Allah has prepared beautiful gardens for such people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah's mercy is kind. Laysa al-du'afa'i wala al-marra. People that are weak and are sick, and people that don't have sufficient funds to go out in the path of Allah, Allah has excused them also. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they take a lesson, that these people, they don't have sufficient funds. They come to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please assist us. There isn't sufficient funds in the Baitul Mal also, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can't assist them. Tears are flowing from their eyes that we can't go out in the path of Allah. We can't spend anything. So Allah Ta'ala says, become like these pious servants and don't be like the hypocrites. That in 11th para Allah starts and says, that look at the contrast. The men of Allah, they are eager to spend. When they can't spend, they're crying and they're feeling hurt about it. And ya taziruna ilaykum idha rajatum. Whereas the munafiqeen are just making excuses not to spend, not to go out in the path of Allah. Allah Ta'ala says, don't make excuses to practice on the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And don't be like the Bedouins. They are very hard in their hearts, and they are such, Al-Arabu ashaddu kufra wa nifaq, because they stay in such areas also. They don't come to the gatherings of their pious servants. So their hearts become hard and they become very severe against the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And their kufr becomes firm. And then when they have to spend and give their zakat, they regard it as a penalty. Never ever regard just as that. One Imam Sahib was mentioning with regard to the Bedouin. There was one Bedouin in that group. He got upset. He took out his stick and he gave him one shot. He says, what you say, we Bedouins are hard-hearted. When the Imam Sahib carried on, explained the next verse, that these Bedouins, they don't like to give their zakat, they regard it as tax. He gave him another hard shot. Then the Imam Sahib explained the third verse, وَمِنَ الْعَرَابِ مَا يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ, that the Bedouins, some of them are such, who come to the pious, they bring iman. They believe in the year after, they spend in the path of Allah, they gain closeness. Then he say, now you came right on, after you got two shots. Anyway, Allah Ta'ala says, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُحَاجِرِينَ. If we want to get the closeness of Allah, who we should follow? The vanguards of Islam, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. In the early days when it was difficult to go out in the path of Allah, the great Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they gave their lives. They strove, the Muhajireen, they had to leave their homes. The Ansar, they assisted. Allah Ta'ala says, Allah gave them the great tidings of Jannat in this world already. The greatest certificate, radiallahu anhum wa radu'an. Allah was pleased with them, they were pleased with Allah. Allah Ta'ala says, if you also want this, وَالَّذِينَ تَبَعُونَ بِإِحْسَانٍ Following the path with goodness. Then again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains the trait of the munafiqeen. And Allah ta'ala says, to save us from this evil quality, Allah ta'ala tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, خُذْ مِنْ أَوَّالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَحِرُمْ Take from their wealth sadaqah. That is, make chanda, that is also go and collect funds from the people. Let them learn to spend in the path of Allah for the madaris, for the masajis, for the orphans, etc. This will help them to purify their heart, to purify their wealth also. And when they give, wasalli alayhi, make dua for them. This will help them. That is why our Dada Shaykh has taught that Allama Alusi Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayhi says, particularly a person who is doing collection, when you take collection from people, make dua for them. Allahumma barik lahum fima atay. That Allah give you barakat in what you have given. Allahumma taqabbal minka ma atayt. What you have given, Allah accept. وَبَارِكْ لَكُمْ لَهُمْ فِيمَا بَقَيْتْ And whatever you still got left, Allah give you barakat. Normally a collector wants everything. From this we hear that Allah Ta'ala says, leave by him also, let him have barakat. And Allah Ta'ala makes us a means, وَجَعَلُمْ تَهُورَ لَهُمْ وَتَزْكِيَةُ لَهُمْ وَسَبَبَ لِقُرْبَةٍ إِنَّ رَهُمْ This will be a means of your purification and closing, closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't be like this enemies, that وَالَّذِينَ اسْتَقَذُوا مَسْجِدًا ذِرَارًا وَكُفْرًا They plot in such a way that they put up masajids also to plot against the Muslims. And this masjid Allah Ta'ala is called Masjid al-Jiran. So it shows outwardly the action can look very good, but what is the intention? That to plot against Islam. They did not like that Masjid al-Nabawi gets full, and they wanted to break the crowd of Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they made this masjid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لا تكن في أبدا. They even requested Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please come to our masjid. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to go. Allah says, no, that is the enemies, that they are plotting against you. Be very cautious. رَادَ فُمَنْ أَسْلَسَ بُنْيَانَ وَلَا تَقْوَى The first masjid that was established, Masjid al-Quba, on firm taqwa, for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is, we understand and realize that those masajids that are established were taqwa, Allah ta'ala will spread goodness from them. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةَ Allah ta'ala will buy your souls from the believers, and in return Allah will grant you Jannah. You just have to be ready to give your life and show your eagerness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then Allah ta'ala will give you great success, and such qualities should be in your heart. At-ta'ibuna al-abidun al-hamidun. That Allah has kept to inculcate qualities, Allah has kept the door open for every person, that the greatest door of rahmat is the door of tawbah. Make tawbah that, oh Allah, we have stayed away from you. Then Allah ta'ala will show you and make us realize we are the slaves of Allah, we are the servants of Allah. When we become the true servants of Allah, whatever we see, we'll start praising Allah, we'll become hamidun, then we'll be keeping rozas, and we'll be making ruku and sajda, and we'll be encouraging one another to do good, and prohibiting one another from evil, and all this will hafizun li hududullah. Allah says that I will make you protect the limits of Allah. In other words, all these qualities will come in your life, but don't get a holier than thou attitude. Don't get a josh of taqwa now. You go beyond the limits. Your wife is sick at home, and you say, I have to have a itikad, I have to go to the khanka, I have to go out in the path of Allah. No, at that time, the limit of Allah is, take care of your family, take care of your parents, etc. So learn the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also. And Allah ta'ala says, for such people, Allah ta'ala give glad tidings. And where you will get, Allah ta'ala explained that those sahaba who went out in the time of Tabuk, the very severe condition, three sahaba radiallahu anhu couldn't manage and go out. They cried and they made tawbah. Allah ta'ala accepted their tawbah after very stringent conditions. And Allah ta'ala says, where you will get these qualities? Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu taqullaha wa kunu ma sadiqeen. Allah ta'ala says, inculcate taqwa, this love of Allah. Be with the true pious servants of Allah. And ya Allah ta'ala has mentioned sadiqeen. That is, not, don't be overtaken with a person who just outwardly look like a pious person. A person who's really true in his piety, in his public life, private life. When you look at him, you think of Allah. Then such a person, make your connection with him. He will guide you towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and see how you will get connected to Allah. And Allah ta'ala explained how Allah ta'ala sent Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and what fikr Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for the ummat. لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ Any difficulty used to come to the ummat, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to feel it very hard upon himself, and used to be very eager that people used to come, should, The believers should come closer and closer to Allah. And if the people turn away, فَقُلْ هَذْبِيَ اللَّهِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا وَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَهُوَ رَبُّ الْأَشْرَدِينَ. Say, Allah Ta'ala is sufficient for me. It comes in a narration, whoever recites this verse, هَذْبِيَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا وَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَهُوَ رَبُّ الْأَشْرَدِينَ. 7 times morning and evening, Allah Ta'ala will remove all your worries, all your depression, even those things that will melt you and put you into depression. Allah Ta'ala will give you a worry-proof heart. Allah give us tawfiq.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن الله تعالى يقول يا ابن آدم: إنك إذا ذكرتني شكرتني وإذا نسيتني كفرتني. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه سے مروی ہے کہ نبی صلى الله عليه وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا: بلا شبہ الله تعالى فرماتے ہیں، اے آدم کے بیٹے، جب تک تو میری یاد میں مشغول رہتا ہے، اس وقت تک تو میرا شکر ادا کرنے میں لگا ہوا ہو، اور جب تو مجھے بلا دیتا ہے تو میری ناشکری پر جاتا ہے. نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said, Allah جل جلالہ says, O children of Adam, whenever you make dhikr, you are in reality expressing your gratitude and thanks to me. If, however, you become negligent and forget me, then verily you have been ungrateful to me. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. فاذكروني أذكركم، أنا جليس من ذكرني. دل میں راہ جائے ایک میدان ہوں، تو ہی تو ہو، تو ہی تو ہو، تو ہی تو، اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل، درد دل ہو، درد دل ہو، درد دل، غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر، تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدر. لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلى الله عليه وسلم. لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا فقط تجھ سے ہو محبت، خلق سے میں بیزار رہوں، ہر دم ذکر و فکر میں تیرے مست رہوں، سرشار رہوں، ہوش رہے نہ مجھ کو کسی کا، تیرا مگر ہوشیار رہوں. اب تو رہے بستان میں آخر، ورد زمائے میرے الہ. No. شقيق كونيها كوني تنسي وموجود حقيقي كونيها كوني تنسي ومقصود حقيقي كونيها كوني تنسي ومشهود حقيقي كونيها كوني أغتر هي مستعلم آخر ورد زبائن الإله نرى ما استعنى خشم عيدم تعب الجنة بعيدا الله جل جلاله تعالى شانه الله 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 خدعي بندنا نسوى مكن كرب دم من سر من في دامكن الله 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 جز آسما هم دم نبود راز را غیر خدا محرم نبود اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله إليك يرجع الأمر كله اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة جنة الخلد اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله